You're listening to The Crash Pod, the only New Warriors podcast and perhaps the most inconsistent podcast ever. You can find us over at newwarriors.com. We're also on iTunes. We have a Facebook group that is pretty cool. You can go to facebook.com/newwarriors.com group, all spelled out. Also, if you want to follow us on other social media, we are on Twitter at @new_warriors. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's another episode of the most inconsistent podcast ever, The Crash Pod. All right, well, it's only been a year and a month, almost 2 months, since the last episode. As it turns out, I have entirely way too many hobbies and a lot of stuff in life going on that really makes doing this podcast consistently even remotely possible. I'm going to admit, majority of my time is spent either playing or planning D&D, which is Dungeons & Dragons. That is a main hobby of mine. Has been probably since the fourth grade, which is probably longer than most of you were even probably born. And then other stuff that I've been doing, I have a YouTube channel called Let's Play Sierra Games, in which I am playing, well, you probably guessed it, Sierra Games, which includes games like Police Quest, King's Quest, Leisure Suit Larry, Gabriel Knight, Phantasmagoria, and a ton of other games. So I've been doing that as well. I have mostly, right before the pandemic, a lot of stuff happened in my life, and in short, I pretty much got out of collecting any new comics, and in a way, kind of just only read old comics. My main source of comics these days is just usually reading things on Marvel Unlimited once a year or so. I'll grab a subscription on there and just kind of catch up maybe on something new that interests me, but overall, mostly just old comics I'm reading these days. So why am I here now? Why am I even doing this? As it so happens, I was playing Gabriel Knight 3, which is a Sierra game, and I'm doing some video rendering. My wife's in the other room watching reality TV or Bridgerton or something, which is not of my interest. So I thought, you know what, pacing around the house looking for something to do, I could read. I've been doing a lot of reading also, but then I thought, why not just do a podcast thing just real quick, because where I left off last time was on Nothing But the Truth. I'd got all the way up to issue 23, so I thought, well, at the very least, let's do issue 24 and 25. I'll probably keep doing this from time to time because my love of New Warriors has certainly not died, even though I don't read new comics. If they were to put out a New Warriors comic, I would probably pick it up. I'd just make an exception just to pick that up. Rather than all that rambling, now that I've got all of that out of the way for my lame excuses as to why it's a year and a couple months since I did this last, and why it's probably going to be a year and a couple months before I do the next one, for those few subscribers who are still subscribed and suddenly wondering how there's something new from here, well, now you know why. So let's get right into it. I'm going to do the same formula as I've done in the previous ones. It's very different to do a podcast where you're just essentially talking to yourself. What I do as a formula is I typically just review some of the comics, kind of talk about them, talk about what happens in them. But I always like to do trivia first, kind of silly and fun. So if there is someone out there who is actually listening to this and is very familiar with the New Warriors, just to see if they can remember some of this stuff. Going into the trivia, the first question is, the Temple of the Dragon's Breath is located by what? Rest assured, I would not have known the answer to that question if I wasn't reading issue 24 again. All right, next question. Who made up the team from the New Warriors, including any guests? I'm going to give you a clue. There are 6 characters to try to name in issue 24 when they are rushing into the Dragon's Breath Temple. So the next one, is it an easy one or is it a trick question? You figure it out. Can you name the members of the Folding Circle at the start of issue 24? All right, next question. This one's probably easy. If you know anything about comics, it's pretty much a given. Who is the lawyer that is defending Vance during his trial? And this one might be easy if you know some of Vance's history. Who is the special character witness called in during the trial? There's technically 2 answers. One of them is his mom. So, other than his mom, who is the special character witness called in? Why does Ty need the New Warriors as a sacrifice? Specifically, What would it do to the well? She literally says what this would do to the well. What does Ty compare Silhouette's crutch electroshock to in issue 25? When she gets hit, she compares it to something. What does she compare it to? And this one might be pretty easy, if you remember it. In issue 25, who does Firestar see in the crowd on the way to the courthouse to hear the verdict? All right, let's get into issue 24, Nothing But the Truth, Part 3. Betrayed by Night Thrasher. That should probably tell you the answer to one of the questions I've asked. The issue opens up with Darkhawk, Rage, Namorita, Nova, Speedball, and Silhouette entering the Temple of the Dragon's Breath. So there's the answer to one of the questions as to who in the New Warriors plus guests that make up six people were there. Left Hand, who is part of the Folding Circle, he gets kind of snappy with Ty about the New Warriors, and she barks at how he stole his daughter's power. And if the Folding Circle hopes to survive this whole ordeal, they need to help basically capture the New Warriors so that they can be sacrificed. Rage tries to convince Night Thrasher, who at the beginning of this issue is a member of the Folding Circle, that it does not need to go down this way. But Dwayne explains that the New Warriors would not do what was required to find out about Dwayne's past, specifically about why his father and mother were killed, and he needs to find out the truth, and the Folding Circle promised him to get him that truth. Bloodstrike then pounds on Rage while Smiling Tiger engages with Darkhawk. Nova fights off Silk Fever, and during the fight, he quickly realizes that she used to be Firewall from the previous team that they had fought, known as the Forces of Nature. Midnight's Fire is fighting Speedball. He finds himself kicked by his own sister, Silhouette, who tells him time and time again he keeps forsaking his frickin' honor. Namorita grabs Night Thrasher because he seems to be a part of the Folding Circle, and as she does so, he basically says, "Hey, you know what? Throw me at Left Hand." And she realizes, you know what? He probably just needed to see Left Hand get to the point where he was gonna go, where he's willing to sacrifice the New Warriors to get his own truth and get his power. Namorita chucks him, and he kicks, Left Hand in the face, and then as he does this, and there's an ongoing theme here, Night Thrasher throws his like baton stick thing and hits Silk Fever in the back of the head. This theme of hitting people in the back of the head repeats between issue 24 and 25 with Night Thrasher. The fight quickly turns in favor of the New Warriors as Silhouette uses her electro stun from her crutch to take out her brother, and Speedball uses a kinetic punch to take down Bloodstrike, to which he also adds he's not quite sure how he did that when Rage asks him, "Hey, how'd you channel your kinetic energy to basically pound him so hard?" And he basically tells Rage, "When I figure it out, I'll tell you." And then Darkhawk shows up with an unconscious Smiling Tiger. Night Thrasher demands the truth from Ty, but she encases them all within magical bonds and explains that Dwayne's father had to die because it would eventually lead to the creation of the New Warriors. We do a cutscene to the trial of Vance, where Foggy calls forth the Thing from the Fantastic Four as a special character witness. See how these are getting answered? Thing explains that he had been taking a break off from the Fantastic Four while he joined this wrestling circuit, and that's where he first met Vance. And he explains that Vance had been running away from home, and when questioned as to why Vance was running away from home, Thing explains that from what Vance had told him, he was being beat by his father. The prosecutor asks Thing if Vance is capable of using his power to defend himself or others from getting hurt, and the Thing says, well, yeah, that's what he's really good at. And Foggy quickly realizes the prosecution is focusing on Vance's ability to control his power very well. Vance whispers to Foggy to ask if he got a hold of Captain America, and Foggy explains, no, not really a good idea, because your fellow New Warriors just stole a Quinjet from the Avengers compound. He then calls to stand Vance's mother as a second witness, and her name is Norma Astrovic. Back to the other New Warriors and Ty. Ty explains that Dwayne's father refused to be a part of the pact, which caused some problems. When she struck him, it truly upset his companions, who came crawling back ready to die for him at her hands. Andrew Cord, who was commanding them, demanded that his men stop, but they did not listen, and Cord demanded to know what Ty wanted. Dwayne's father survived the attack and asked what this whole pact deal was. She explained that children would be born very special, and she explains that the prophecies demand a union between each east and west. Tai reveals to the new warriors an ancient parchment, perhaps older than the Christian Bible itself, and how it speaks of great power. It had started with the discovery of the Well of All Things, a hole in the ground from which strength of the dragons poured through. Her ancestors had created a temple over the dimensional rift and documented generations of planning and breeding to create the perfect people. She explained that they lived in an isolated, secure existence, safe away from the rest of the world. Tai explains that her generation was the first generation to see these powers manifest themselves, being able to channel and harness the well's energy. She explains that she gave birth to, I'm not sure how this is pronounced, so I'm just going to pronounce it as Miami, after the events of World War II. And the other mothers soon followed. She explained that their daughters would grow up to mate with men of the East for the sake of unlimited power. And the comic says men from the East, but I believe that's supposed to be the West. Tai knew otherwise and decided not to share her knowledge and proceeded to slay any who might oppose her. Tai then explains that she will tell Dwayne the truth about her father if he agrees to allow her to use the new warriors for their original purpose. Sacrificial lambs. Back to Vance's trial. Vance's mother explains that Vance's father began beating Vance roughly around the age of 13 years old because Vance's powers had manifested themselves. She explains she tried to stop her husband once, but he turned and beat her as well, and from that moment on, she was too frightened to ever try to stop him again, but the beatings definitely continued. The prosecutor asked Vance's mother if Vance ever stopped his father before just using his powers, and she says yes. And the prosecutor goes on to ask, could Vance have stopped him again without using lethal force? And his mother cries and says, please forgive me, but yes. Yes, he could have. Back to the new warriors. Dwayne says that whether he gives permission or not, Tai will sacrifice the new warriors anyway. And she admits it's true, but if the sacrifice is a willing one, the magic is more potent. She explains she's more than happy to torture them to the point where they would rather be sacrificed and tortured if that's what they really want. And what a way to end issue 24. Alright, cutting over to issue 25, Nothing But the Truth, its anniversary-sized issue. We open up when Tai explains that she needs new warriors as sacrifices to short-circuit the interdimensional Well of All Things. By now, she has all the Folding Circle entrapped within her mystical bonds as well, but both Nova and Nightthresher notice that the more she extends her power, the weaker these bonds feel. And it's enough while Tai is torturing Silhouette for Nightthresher to get his leg free and kick Tai into the back of the head. Remember when I said the whole thing with getting hit in the back of the head keeps popping up with Nightthresher? Yeah. There's more. She turns on Dwayne, which allows Silhouette to shadow melt and grab her crutches, which she uses to try to electrocute Tai, but it hardly has any effect on her. She compares it to being stung by a mosquito. However, all of this causes Tai to lose concentration, which frees the new warriors and the Folding Circle, so she quickly, faster than Nova can actually fly, escapes into another room, being pursued by the others. She's moved into the well's pouring energy, and with one move takes down Speedball and Bloodstrike with a magical strike. Then Silk Fever goes down next. Darkhawk tries to blast her, but Nova pushes him out of the way just before he gets hit next. Silhouette and Rage seem to be the next to take the brunt of the next few blasts from Tai. Nova, Nightthresher, Left Hand, Midnight's Fire, Namorita, and Darkhawk all manage to basically get around a corner away from Tai's magical blasts, and Left Hand explains they have to go back, but not to rescue the others, but to kill Tai. Back at Vance's trial, the guardsmen tell Vance it's time, and he, along with Foggy and Firestar, head for the room. This is where Firestar sees her father standing in the crowd. Firestar excuses herself to go over and talk to her father, and he explains he knew that she was Firestar. She weeps and says that she's in love with Vance and she is terrified that he is about to go to jail. Back with the new warriors, Namorita and Nightthresher argue that the new warriors do not kill, but the Left Hand counters that she will kill their friends and anyone and everyone who stands in her way. She's already proven it. She's talked about how she's killed people. Left Hand then goes on to explain what Tai said about him, how he stole the power from his child. He explains that after the war, his chosen mate that Tai had selected, came to live with him in the States, and together they actually fell in love eventually and they had a daughter. He explains 5 years into this, when his daughter was five, tragedy struck when an elevator that his wife and his child were in plummeted, His wife died from the accident, but his child was left in a coma. He explains that he went on to become obsessed with the pack, hoping to learn magic as a way to bring back his wife and perhaps save his daughter from being in this coma. For 10 years, he had studied and practiced the mystic arts. That's when he learned how to pull the mystical mutant hybrid powers from his daughter, and that's when he became the Left Hand. He found the other children of the pact, which was Silphfever, Midnight's Fire, Smiling Tiger, Bloodstrike, and he created the Folding Circle. He explains the Folding Circle were to be avatars in Tai's plan, and that no matter what, the new warriors were always being groomed to be created, to be sacrificed for Tai's plans. Night Thrasher finally agrees the only way to stop all of this is to kill Tai. We cut back to Vance's court. Each side basically presents their argument, but the prosecutor goes a little far. She takes out a fake gun and points it at Vance and pulls the trigger, and it's got one of those like little things you see in comedies where the stick comes out and it says bang. And when she does it, he uses his telekinetic power to yank it out of her hand without using any form of lethal force. The prosecutor explains that clearly Vance has great control of his powers, and he could have done the same thing that he just did to her to stop his father without using lethal force. Back to the new warriors, Tai explains that Cord never knew of his two children, Silhouette and Midnight's Fire, because he had believed his wife and children died in a car accident. One day came back to the temple, seeking Tai out again to basically find purpose and direction for his life. She returned to the US with Cord and introduced him to Daryl and Melody Taylor, and they became a great part of the Taylor company. He also developed a bond with their son, Dwayne Taylor, when he was born. Daryl and Melody basically named Cord as Dwayne's godfather. When Tai came back a few years later, Cord basically refused to basically follow her plan. She essentially forced Cord magically to, during a dinner, pull out a gun and basically gun down both Daryl and Melody Taylor right in front of Dwayne's eyes. So we cut back to court, and Vance is sentenced to 3 years in prison with no less than 14 months, and Vance quickly declines any form of appeals. He definitely feels and looks broken. Back with the new warriors, Nova, Night Thrasher, Left Hand, Midnight's Fire, Amarita, and Darkhawk all charge in to take on Tai, and she takes out Left Hand with a blast while Namorita and Nova slam into her. She still manages to dodge out of the way from Darkhawk's blast despite being punched. Dwayne, however, strikes Tai in the back of the head. See, once again, that appears. And then Midnight's Fire basically has these things in his hand with a long blade, and he basically runs it through her chest. Left Hand grabs Tai's head and basically unleashes a full Dark Force blast. But when that's all done, Left Hand quickly says all they've done is basically made her bleed, and they've disoriented her. There's clearly more to do. The others, due to all this chaos and fighting, which includes Speedball, Smiling Tiger, Bloodstrike, Silhouette, Silphfever, and Rage, have all broken free now. Tai snarls and unleashes a massive blast, sending everyone flying back. By now, Bloodstrike, Smiling Tiger, and Silphfever are like, okay, well, we've had enough. There's no stopping her. She's clearly freaking insane, and we need to bail. And so they all actually leave. Midnight's Fire starts to leave as well, but Silhouette scolds him, saying, I can't believe you're leaving, you know, when we need you the most. Once again, you're just foregoing any form of your honor. And he pretty much says sorry, and he bails. So Silhouette teleports behind Tai. She extends a needle from her crutch, which is laced with sodium thiopental. I don't know how to pronounce that. Thiopental. I am not good with medical terms. Tai is furious that they tried to poison her, but Dwayne explains it's not even a lethal dose. It's just pretty much enough to knock her out so they can stop her. Tai tries to figure out how much time she has, and she basically starts wrapping up the new warriors within those magical constraints again. She begins dragging the new warriors towards the well to basically sacrifice them. And the Left Hand demands that the power that is within this well has to be his. But Tai has other plans and grabs him by the throat. At this point, Night Thrasher reaches behind his back belt, pulls out a Uzi machine gun, basically, and places right up to Tai's abdomen. She looks down and quickly realizes what it is, and Dwayne pulls that trigger and rips hundreds of bullets into Tai's stomach. Tai, Night Thrasher, and Left Hand go plummeting into the well's energies, but Night Thrasher is pulled out at the last moment by Nova, leaving Tai and Left Hand to continue to fall into the mystical energy of the Well of All Things, which starts to make the temple basically collapse into itself. So the new warriors quickly make their escape and watch as the temple basically folds within itself, and by the time it's all done, there is nothing but a hole in the ground that is completely covered. The existence of the temple is gone, the hole where the mystical energy is flowing out of is all gone. It's just an area of dead grass and dirt. Nova and Namorita basically report that they flew around, and the fleeing folding circle also took the Avengers Quinjet, which upsets Rage, because now he's sure he's going to get in trouble since he's the one who helped them, helped the new warriors steal it. Dwayne explains that all of his life he's wanted revenge for whoever killed his parents. And he's not sure which is worse, knowing his entire life was a lie, or finally discovering the truth. Alright, so going over the trivia questions, I actually did not say in my review or my summaries where the Temple of the Dragon's Breath is located by what river. It is located by, and I may be pronouncing the first word incorrectly, Sekong River, S-E space K-O-N-G River, in Cambodia. Who made up the team of the new warriors, including guests? I give a clue that it was six people. It was Rage, Silhouette, Speedball, Nova, Namorita, and Darkhawk. The easy one, or trick one, if you can name all the members of the Folding Circle at the beginning of issue 24, it was Bloodstrike, Smiling Tiger, Left Hand, Midnight's Fire, Silk Fever, and Night Thrasher, who technically at the beginning of that issue was indeed a member of the Folding Circle. Who is the lawyer defending Vance during the trial? This one should be probably pretty easy. Franklin Foggy Nelson, or just Foggy Nelson, from the pages of Daredevil. Who is the special character witness called in during the trial? That would be Ben Grimm, from The Thing, or The Thing from the Fantastic Four. Why does Tai need the new warriors as a sacrifice? Specifically, what would it do to the well? It would short-circuit the nexus of the interdimensional energies from the Well of All Things. That is a mouthful. What does Tai compare Silhouette's crutch electroshock to in issue 25? She compares it to the sting of a mosquito. Didn't really bother her. In issue 25, who does Firestar see in the crowd on the way to the courthouse to hear Vance's verdict? It was her father. Alright, that's gonna wrap this up, and hopefully you had fun. Once again, super random, but it was fun to do. Alright, have a good day. Bye. Just know that I love and appreciate all of you. Thanks. You're listening to The Crash Pod, the only New Warriors podcast, and perhaps the most inconsistent podcast ever. You can find us over at newwarriors.com. We're also on iTunes. We have a Facebook group that is pretty cool. You can go to facebook.com/newwarriors.com group, all spelled out. Also, if you want to follow us on other social media, we are on Twitter at @new_warriors. And I can't do this without recommending visiting www.novaprimepage.com, which is run by Doug Smith. It has anything and everything that has to do with Nova in any shape, way, or form. Whether it is Rich Rider or Sam Alexander, it is covered here. And it is the only New Warriors-related site that has the honor of actually having appeared in a New Warriors comic, which it appeared in Nova. And I cannot emphasize enough checking out Corey Blake's New Warriors Continuity Conundrum. You can find that at newwarriors.wordpress.com. It is essentially every character who has ever been a New Warrior listed with their appearance in continuity lines. It also takes what issues New Warriors have appeared in and put them all in a timeline that makes sense. It's incredible. Corey has put a ton of work into his site, as has Doug Smith, so I highly recommend checking out those sites. And if you enjoy the podcast, please like, share, subscribe, and tell all your friends. You don't have to tell them how inconsistent we are, just tell all your friends.